Hey everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am here and I am celebrating because the one and only Ketamine is RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under first winner. We have a winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. It is over. Ketamine won, rightfully so. She has been my pick from the very beginning. She won my heart, won my love. I love a campy queen. I love everything that she did this season. She did a great job on the in the season as well as the episode. And I think she rightfully deserves to be the winner of this season. It made me very happy. She is my background. You can see her. She is just going to be sitting there with us as long as we're not looking at, as long as we're not looking at the pictures from the episode that we will get to momentarily. First of all, I want to say that if you want to toot and boot these looks of this episode, you can do so by following me on Instagram at Sashay Away with Barry. That is SashayAwayWithBarry, Sashay Away with Barry. Those looks will be posted once this episode is up. So it's going to be a little late tonight. So they will be posted. What day is this? Saturday night, Eastern Standard Time in New York City. They'll probably be up around midnight. That's what I'm hoping for. They are there for 24 hours. So you can toot and boot along with us. And then the revealed of the results will be on the episode with Chris and David coming up this week, usually Monday or Tuesday. We haven't picked a day yet, but it will be up then with the results. Again, you can follow me on Sashay Away with Barry on Instagram. The Toot and Boots surveys are in my Insta story. You can just look for them. They will be up there in a matter of hours. And you can find them there. Let's get into this episode. We said goodbye to the one and only Electra Shock. I don't think that she deserved to be in the bottom last week. We talked about that before. But what are you going to do? It's a story. They needed Karen and Art to be in the final four for some reason. And that is why they were not put in the bottom last week. And so Ketamine was there with her and sent her home. Electra wrote on the mirror board that the only queen that could beat her was the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. The queens got a little laugh at that. Scarlett made some snide comment, not in the room, of course, but in confessionals. And Ketamine didn't want to erase it because she said it's hard to erase such a bold truth, which is very, very funny. They all laughed at that. I've been listening to a lot of interviews with Electra Shock, and it is... I'm going to point out that they are not friends. Scarlett said they're still not friends, and that's just the way it is. Or it goes. I will say that Ketamine did not go, they did not watch the finale altogether. Ketamine was stuck in Australia. I believe she was in Auckland, according to her Insta story. And all the other queens were in Sydney, except Anita Wakelet and Electra Shock, obviously. They were also in New Zealand. There was some kind of travel thing going on that was COVID related. All the other queens were in Sydney together. I believe they were all there. I know that Maxi Shield was there. I saw on her story. That might be the only one that I really saw, but I'm just assuming the other ones would be there, unless they're not in Sydney, and then who cares? So that is what we get with them. And so they were not together. Ketamine was at a place in Auckland. I don't think she was even at the same place as Anita Wiglet. Anita Wiglet was hosting a show in Auckland as well, but it wasn't the same place that Ketamine was at. So they were kind of all separated, which is a little weird for a finale, but it is still a pandemic and they are still being safe over there, which is very, very good because it's not over. Rates are kind of going back up again for some places. We're hoping in New York that's not the case because all the rules have pretty much been thrown out and we're starting over, which I don't mind because I enjoy not wearing my mask walking down the street. I'm not going to lie about that. But then we get into the challenge and we find out that they are going to be recording a verse and learning choreography to I'm a Winner Baby by the one and only RuPaul Charles. And we have choreographers coming in, but first, let's start sharing this screen because we have a special guest, and it is finally Olivia Newton-John and Chloe Latunzi, which Chloe is her daughter from an American actor in LA. But Olivia Newton-John is the only one that we care about, let's be honest. Such a great, great thing to see her on this show. I've been waiting for it to happen. And once she popped up, I was like, they better do a fucking lip sync song by Olivia Newton-John. I know that Grease is RuPaul's favorite movie, so I thought it could have been something from that. They could have done like a Grease challenge as well, but I know that they need to put out a song because RuPaul likes to make money on these queens as much as she can. I don't know how old Chloe Latunzi is, but her boobs are ginormous. They're so big, so, so big. Olivia Newton-John made a little pun about one of her songs, I believe it was Magic from Xanadu. It was definitely from Xanadu. It could be a different song, but I think it was Magic. And then Chloe, of course, got to say, "Don't fuck it up," which she said she has been dreaming of doing. RuPaul and Olivia are friends. So it was great, great, great to have her on there. And it was really interesting because Olivia wasn't really talking to the queens much. She addressed Ru more than she did the queens until the very end. So it was kind of weird that happened. But God bless Olivia Newton-John. She is a saint. I did not know that she is a dame, but Ru announced her as Dame Olivia Newton-John. So I hope that is true. And that is the introduction to our challenge. That's it. We, of course, get our Tic Tac lunch, but it's not Tic Tacs. It's these red balls. And I could not figure out what they were. I thought maybe they were like atomic fireballs. I didn't know. That's what they look like to me. But then Ru said Jaffas at one point, and Michelle corroborated. So I looked it up. Jaffas are a New Zealand registered trademark for a small, round, sweet, consisting of a solid orange-flavored chocolate center with a hard covering of red-colored confectionery. The name derives from the Jaffa orange, the sweetest part of both, and Kiwiana. Kiwiana, I don't know what that means. I know it's something New Zealand, maybe like Kiwiana lore or something like that. New Zealand lore, whatever. That's the treats. They sound gross to me and I would not have wanted to eat that. I know that chocolate and orange is a big flavor combination. I personally do not like them. First up we had Scarlett Adams. I'm gonna take a drink of my green tea, everyone. Scarlett Adams sits down to talk. We didn't really get much out of her. She's not really a deep soul, apparently, and she was probably a little uncomfortable because she probably thought they were going to bring up her racism past again. I hope we all know that this racism past of hers is not over with. I know she apologized on the show, but that was for doing blackface. She's also done Native American wearing a giant feather headdress, and she has also done Asian drag in like a kimono and with like Asian makeup as well. So there are other things out there that have been in her past as well. She needs to work on it. She needs to get it together, and I hope she does. That's all I'm going to talk about it. That was not brought up here. They talked mainly about herself and being lonely and missing the people. And her partner got a bunch of people to write her letters that she read every week, every challenge, I guess. I don't know, every week. We know they're not weeks. To me, that seems really weird because you're not supposed to tell people that you're on the show. I know people know. I get it. Especially your partner. They're going to know you're not there for 4 weeks. But I don't think you're supposed to tell everyone else that's going to write you these letters. So there's that. I would have said, sorry, you're disqualified. Bye-bye. But we didn't get much out of this. I hate these talks because RuPaul thinks she is a trained psychologist and she gives advice that she knows nothing about and has no background in. So it really, really, these talks turn me off so much. I know it's just done for television. I know that she reads a ton of self-help books, but that is not a training for her to give this information. Next, we have Karen from finance, and she talked about how her mother passed away when she was 14, and she grew up in a house of boys with her father and brother and didn't really fit in because she was very femme, into theater, and they didn't know how to relate to them, which is a very, very big thing. I totally get that. I was the same kid, very into theater, very femme, to the point where I went to a summer camp that I was later a counselor at, and I went back and looked at the cards that the counselors had written about me and said that my femininity was way too strong. So I get this. I know what she's talking about. This was a relevant conversation to have on the stage. Next, we have Art Simone. They talked to Art Simone about how she provides for everyone and takes care of everyone, but doesn't have anyone to take care of herself. And that is because she doesn't let that happen. Also a great topic to talk about. again, these people have no right to give psychological advice, but they do anyway, and I don't approve of that at all. Finally, we have Ketamine, and they bring up her weight loss, obviously. We know she had the gastric bypass surgery. She was a very, very big kid, but they were trying to get to what stems of that, because she talked about that she just desperately wants to be loved. And I hope that she feels that she is loved as a drag queen and as a person, because she's a lovely person. But when she was young, her parents divorced and her sisters went and lived with her mother, and he and her brother went and lived with the father. And again, she and her father did not know how to relate to each other because she was a weird queer kid, and didn't know what to do with them. So totally understandable as well. This apparently is a big thing down under, because all of the queens have gone through this, that we find out later in the workroom. Up to this point, no one has eaten any of the Jaffas. So Ketamine takes two because she wants to see if she can fit two balls in her mouth, which was very, very funny and made the judges laugh. And I say bravo, Ketamine, for actually taking them and eating them. Good job. On to choreography. We have Lance Savali as our choreographer. The queens are very, very thirsty because they were all over this choreographer. I'm going to give a special shout out to, I'm not sure of his name, I think it was Alvis, A-L-V-I-S, or Albus, A-L-B-U-S, I'm not sure. But Queen is out here in a fucking crop top, just letting her stomach hang out, and God bless you for that. Like I said, the queens were very thirsty for Lance. I don't see the attraction. I mean, he's not ugly, but I would not be lusting over him. But maybe that's just me. It's not my type. But they were all in for it, so I guess he must have looked really, really good to them. And again, maybe they were just thirsty because they haven't seen a man in a while. We go through all the choreography again. Ketamine was first, and she struggled a little, but not much. She said she can get choreography and learn it, and it was just coming very fast at her. And so that's why she was not looking so great on the stage. Totally understandable. You're given like 20 minutes on the stage with these choreographers to learn this. And they want you to kind of look stupid doing it. Next up, we had Karen from finance, and she admits she is no dancer. I believe she said she is 0.5% dancer, and her dance moves consist of her moving from one side of the stage to the other. I'm with you, girl. I get it. I know what this means. And, if I could walk across the stage and that be my choreography, that is what I would do as well. So she struggled a bit, but even Lance at the end of the choreography said, we all know Scarlett's a great dancer. She's like, Scarlett is by far the best, but you always root for the underdog and know that they're going to come out on top. So I thought that was very, very sweet. Art Simone is next. She's not the most coordinated dancer, but she can dance. Again, I think it was the choreography is just being thrown at them so fast that it just takes a while to pick up and learn. But she got to pat her puss, and I believe she called it her Noonie. Yeah, I think Noonie. And then finally we have Scarlett, who is a dancer and is giving the choreographer ideas of what she can do. So of course we're gonna get a split. The choreographer's all for that. And that's that. RuPaul on the runway. There was a lot of chatter in the workroom. I'm not going to go through it all, but they talked about their dads again, all of them. I thought that was very sweet and very important for all the queer kids out there to hear. RuPaul finally did something right on the runway. The dress is lovely. The weird front cut of it is strange to me that it's so high. You kind of want it to either be a gown or short, and it's neither. But I like it. I like the color of it. I think the color is super rich and fantastic. I actually like her hair. Her makeup is stunning. This is probably the best she has looked on Drag Race Down Under, in my opinion. So I give a big shout out to Miss RuPaul. We go right into the performance of I'm a Winner Baby with Karen, Kita, Art, and Scarlett. These are some looks that they picked out for this. I'll go through them individually when I talk about each verse. I don't remember a lot of each verses, but I know what I liked and what I didn't like. So that's what we're going to talk about. Starting with Miss Ketamine, who was first in the challenge. I love this fringe thing she's wearing. The nude illusion is really, really cool on her because it's really, really skin toned, which is hard to get like a match like that. The placement of the silver patches of fabric are in the right place. It accentuates her body. Her wig is good. I think I have another picture. Yes. So we'll go to that. This was the ending shot of her in her pose at the end. The fringe always works when you're dancing because it moves so well that if you're not a great dancer, it's a little distracting. And so I think that helped her as well. Ketamine sang her verse and has a lovely voice. She said in the workroom to the girls, I think I'm going to sing my verse. And one of them said, can you sing? And she said, I love to sing. She didn't really answer the question, which is very, very smart of her to do because you don't want to give away what you're actually really good at. And Ketamine is really good at singing. I know it's auto-tuned, but it still sounded really, really good. So bravo to Ketamine. Did a great job. Next, we had Art Simone wearing this crazy neon color block animal print trunks with the stripes on the side and the weird hair with the rainbow ponytail. This outfit makes zero sense to me. To me, this would make more sense for the final lip sync, which we will talk about when we get to it, but it makes more sense for that as an outfit, not for this particular challenge, but whatever. She was fine. Her verse wasn't tremendously memorable, but she did a good job at it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was just fine for me. Next, we have Karen from Finance giving us her Mamma Mia in audition outfit in this purple sequin jumpsuit from the 70s. If any of you have seen Mamma Mia the musical, this is one of the outfits that they wear. Michelle called it Elvis Presley-esque. It is very much so, but it is very, very Mamma Mia. Karen's verse was the worst. It made zero sense because it didn't talk about her, which she told us it wasn't going. She wasn't going to talk about herself or rip any of her other contestants down. But she didn't sing it and she didn't rap it. She just spoke it. And it just came off really, really weird to me. It made no sense. It was my least favorite part of this song. And I didn't get it. Didn't get it at all. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams wearing this awful wig. I hate this wig so much. It is awful. It is terrible. It is so flat. The outfit is kind of gross to me. I mean, I saw on her Insta story what she actually wore to the finale, which also was a little gross to me. Go check that out. The wig was really, really bad. And the outfit was just kind of off-putting to me. This outfit as well. The problem with these outfits is none of them go together. She looks like she's working at the strip club, which I guess is her thing now that she does the pole. I don't know. I didn't get it. Her dancing was fantastic. Her verse was actually fine as well. I don't get when queens, why queens spell their name all the time. Art Simone did it this time, A to the R to the something T. And she started hers off with S-C-A-R-L-E-T is the name you want to put on the check or something like that. Something like that. Scarlett is the name you want to put on the check. That's how it rhymed. I don't enjoy it, spelling of the names. A lot of queens do it and I just don't care for it. Overall, I enjoyed the song. I'm not going to lie. If it is available on iTunes, I will download it because I did enjoy it. I didn't find it today, and RuPaul did not say available on iTunes, so I don't know if it'll be there or not, but I liked it. Overall, I liked it. I thought their performance was fine. The choreography during the choruses was the same every time, so I was practically doing it myself at the end because we heard it so many times, and I think they did a great job. I really did. On the runway, it is of course Best Drag, and this is Art Simone giving us blue evening gown. It is very Cinderella-esque. I will say I love her wig from afar. Her makeup looks impeccable. I do not like the fabric of this skirt. It looks cheap because it's made of that like iridescent plastic. And when she spun around, you could really see how kind of flimsy it was. I think the bodice is cute. It's just the material of the skirt I don't like. It looks like a shower curtain. And I don't understand that. I think she looks beautiful. I think it is a great idea. I am not one for a ball gown personally, but it's not terrible. I just don't like the fabric. Up close, I don't get her eyes. I noticed it last week. This is the way she paints her eyes, and I want to go back and see if she paints them like this every week. They are weird to me, the way that it comes down from the top to her nose, right to her nose. I know that is where they put the contour line for the nose to make it smaller, so I know that they extend that. A lot of queens extend that down to where it's just a line coming down. I have actually started doing that as well. I just don't understand why the eye, the blue around the eye is done like the way she does it. I don't get it. She did it last week. I do like the crystals instead of eyebrows. So I approve of that. Her face is beautiful. I will say that. This hair is gorgeous. I love this color. I just got a wig in this color myself, which is a big beehive, which I really, really enjoy. So I think that really worked for her. But the gown was not my favorite, and this eye makeup is not my favorite. Next, we have Karen from Finance, and she is obviously giving us that executive step up of her office looks. We got the pinstripe business suit, which I think is super clever to do in this hourglass silhouette with the purple that is kind of her signature thing that she's been doing lately. Again, this wig to me is awful. I liked Arts. I don't know why I said again. This wig is really, really not great to me. I think it's the bangs of it, there's something about this wig that is crazy. It's almost a Lady Bunny wig, but not quite. I think it's the bangs. I wish she didn't wear these glasses this time. She didn't need them on the runway for this. I know that's part of her signature Karen look, but I didn't want them on her. Looking up close, you can see I hate these glasses so much, and this wig is just so bad. But I think the dress is cut beautifully. I think it looks beautiful. Her makeup is fine. It's a little rosy on the cheeks, which I know is also part of her thing, but I think she looks fine. Probably my least favorite of the runway presentations. I mean, her and Art Simone. Art Simone's dress I didn't like. Karen's wig I don't like, and the glasses. Next, we have Ketamine giving us Angel. I wanted to give you both looks because she did do a reveal into the final look. But I just, this look on its own, I think is really, really pretty. It's a bodysuit, but it is so well done and so embellished. And you have the train behind it. And then of course you have these wings that extend out 6 feet. I know that Courtney Act did that one time and hers went up really fast, like one pull and it went up. Ketamine's went up very slowly and fell down. It was really, really a great presentation. She put him down to get back through the door, which the timing was impeccable. Even RuPaul said something to that effect. The color of this wig is stunning. The style of it is great. The little crown, and I just ordered a similar crown to this that I'm going to be wearing to the nightgown show with Sasha Velour on Wednesday. So there may be a bonus episode about that show after I see it Wednesday night. Her face looks great. We'll do a close-up of her face. This is a bad picture. Don't judge her face by this, but her makeup looked really, really great. I love that she does colored lips all the time. I love a colored lip myself. So I appreciate that. She's got her breastplate on. The nude illusion in front of the breastplate works perfectly. Yeah, I mean, it's a great, great look. This wig is so good. It's so pretty. Finally, we have Scarlett Adams in a pink gown. I think this gown is lovely. I think it's really, really gorgeous to look at. I liked her look last week more. I considered that more of best drag, but I know that she needed that for the headpiece challenge, obviously. But I think this is a step down from that, in my opinion. It's still beautiful. It's still a beautiful gown. This wig is awful. I do not like this wig. I believe it was done by Vanity. And this, I've never seen a wig like this from Vanity. So I don't know if this is just what she asked her to do, but it is not, it makes her head look like a box to me. The way that it is styled, this crazy rolled bang in the front with the slick back and everything. I did not like it at all. Not my favorite. Then, of course, we get to talk to our younger selves. And this is Art Simone as Little Jack. I'm not going to go through what they talked about. I just want to look at their pictures. Basically, they tell them all to hang in. She did have a funny line in this where she said, when the lady tells you to wear your retainer, wear it because your teeth will move. That is true. My teeth are still moving to this day. I've never worn a retainer, so I can't blame it on that. I blame it just on my teeth. And someday maybe I will get them straightened out with Invisalign because it's just my bottom teeth. It's not my top. Next we have Karen from Finance as Little Richard. And when Rue said Little Richard, it just made me laugh. This is an adorable picture of a little boy. And she tells him to hang in there. It's going to be weird at times, but it's going to turn out okay. That's what they all say. Next, we have Ketamine as Little Nick. This picture is adorable to me. Art Simone started cracking up when we held it up because it is just a silly, goofy photo. And that is exactly Ketamine. And I loved it. Ketamine did cry on the runway with this photo and telling him about himself as grown up. And finally, we have Scarlett Adams as Little Anthony. Adorable. That is an adorable child. And she does mention that she makes mistakes. You have to own up to them and you have to make up for them. So hopefully that is what we're going to get from Miss Scarlett Adams. There's our top four queens in their regalia, looking splendid. They are going to be doing lip syncs. They are all going to be lip syncing separately. I was going to say at the same time, separately. So they did have the stage to themselves. We got to see the mashup of them kind of side by side at points, sometimes by themselves. We got to see the parts they wanted to show us is what I like to say. I assumed Art was going to do a reveal with that gown coming off. It did not come off. Karen from Finance obviously had nothing that she could take off unless she took off the entire dress. Ketamine took off the peplum back, so she just had the bodysuit on, and she came out with no wings for the lip sync. And the whole bottom of Scarlett's dress did come off for a bodysuit that she could dance around in it. The song was Physical by Olivia Newton-John, such a classic. I thought it could have been a chance that it was Grease, since Grease is her favorite movie, but this one is probably Olivia's most well-known song. So I was happy to see it. We got to see it all chopped up. I'm going to go back one picture because this is kind of how we saw it in slides like this for, but we didn't see, usually it was like two at a time, sometimes just one, no more than two though at a time, that we saw it in these little slide presentation kind of things. And so you kind of had to piece the lip sync together in a way because you never saw, it was basically one line at a time that she got to see. Karen's, she tried to be campy and funny. What they showed wasn't great to me, but I didn't think the lip sync that she actually won, I didn't think that was great either. Art Simone, you didn't get much from her either. We learned before that she's not a great lip syncer from the first one. Ketamine did her thing. She was campy. She was funny. She made it kooky and crazy and made faces. Scarlett danced around. I don't think she did the splits that we saw. She may have done them, but we didn't see them on camera. But she took off the bottom and danced. This is the moment where Ketamine won the show for me. She pulled out this plastic glove and was going to perform a physical based on the song on someone and stick the fingers up the butt for the prostate exam. It was genius. It was funny. It was camp. RuPaul died. I think Reese did as well. I think they were just dying over this because it was so, so funny. And then she took the glove off and threw it on the ground. It was really, really, really smart. And of course, Ketamine is named RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 1 winner. So well deserved. I am wondering if they filmed all four of them winning like they do here in the States now, because there wasn't much excitement on the stage when it was announced. It was very lackluster. None of the queens came over to like congratulate her or hug her. That's why I feel like it was all done and they were just kind of just all standing there. It was weird. What she said was, spread your wings and fly, let's do this. That was, I guess, in homage. It was in part of her song and obviously part of her runway, spreading the wings. So bravo to Ketamine. I adore this queen so, so much. And I could not be happier that she won this season. That's it. The show is over. Drag Race Down Under Season 1. Done. It's in the books. It hasn't been renewed that I know of for another season, but RuPaul said that she would love to go back to New Zealand to film season 2. She doesn't want to go to Australia, apparently. Who knows? Hopefully in next season, we'll get more queens of color. We will get maybe some Maori queens from New Zealand, maybe another Aboriginal queen from Australia. Maybe we'll get some Pacific Islander queens thrown in there as well. Who knows? We can only hope that the representation will be there when we see if they come back for another season. Just want to congratulate Ketamine. She has my heart. I love her. I am so excited that she won. And I will watch anything that she does. If she comes to the United States, I'm going to her show. If I go to New Zealand, I'm going to her show. I just think she's fantastic. So I can't say enough about her. Again, if you want to toot and boot with us, follow me on Instagram at @SashayWayWithBerry. They are going to be going up as soon as I finish this. So it's going to be like, let's say 11:45. They'll be up by midnight. That will be midnight, Saturday night, Sunday morning. And that is Eastern Standard Time in New York City. You have 24 hours to vote, so you'll have all day tomorrow into the night. That also means I'll have to stay up till midnight to get the results. And those will be posted on my website, sashayawaywithberry.com, and revealed on the Toots and Boots video with David and Chris on either Monday or Tuesday. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for sticking through Australia with me. We made through another season. I'm not recapping Spain, España, but I am watching it and enjoying it. I hope you all are too. If you do want to do a recap of Spain, I will watch it because I am not recapping it. So I would definitely watch it. I was disappointed with Inti this week, leaving on her own. I don't enjoy when queens do that if it's not for a specific reason. And her reason was that she got criticism that was actually very valid and she didn't want to hear it. She came off kind of as a spoiled brat because of it. And I did not appreciate that. We are starting All-Star 6 this week. I believe 2 episodes are dropping on Thursday. It is the 2-episode premiere. We're getting them both on the same day. So I will be doing recaps of that. And it will probably, if I watch them back to back, which I may not, because I may be going out to a bar to watch the first episode on Thursday. And then I will watch the other one Friday morning because I have the day off. And we'll do it sometime Friday. So there will be an episode on Friday of All Stars 6 coming out. We're going right into it. No breaks, everyone. No breaks at all. That is why I'm not recapping España, by the way. But I will be back with you all very, very soon. We're going to do Toots and Boots on Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll be back. Maybe on Toots and Boots, I'll do a little Meet the Queens with David and Chris as well, and we'll just get that out of the way as well. Meet the Queens of All Star 6, because I haven't done that yet. And then the episode's going to air, so I won't really have time to do it. But we will be back, and I love you all. Thank you for watching and listening. Please get vaccinated if you are able to. I don't know what else to say. I've been vaccinated since fully vaccinated since February. I've had no symptoms, nothing going on. It's all fine. Trust your medicine, trust your scientists. We're all doing okay. Be safe out there. Enjoy the warm weather. Happy Pride to everyone. It is Pride Week here in New York starting Monday. It goes from Monday to Sunday. I have some things planned. Like I said, I'm going to see Sasha Velour's Nightgowns, the musical on Wednesday. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, I'll be in Dumbo for Dumbo Pride. Saturday, I'm going to be out in the city, possibly in drag, going for brunch and then to the tea dance at Monster. And then Sunday, I have no real plans yet, but I will be in drag that day as well, including my foam wig in honor of Miss Keita Bean. Thank you all for watching, and I'll be back with you. Bye.